everybody's gonna be looking at me.
Sneaky, sneaky!
This is huge. I need this.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Brink of Reality podcast. I'm your host Ryan Brink, and today I am bringing you my ex-interview, well, kind of, with the mayor of Slamtown himself, Johnny Mundo. As people are aware, I have not been able to do a couple of ex-interviews this season because of recent time zone changes between Australia and the United States, and I have work on Fridays, which as much as I would love to be a full-time podcaster, I am not, and I am a teacher, so I have to go to work. And CBS have been so fantastic. They have allowed me to send questions. This is what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. Send questions to them directly. They're going to read them out, send me the audio of them reading the questions to the player that is eliminated, and then I'm going to get that back. I'm going to do a written version of this as well, so stay tuned for that if the audio quality is a bit lower than normal. Stay tuned for that as well. But here is my questions, my five questions that I sent to John, and yeah, hopefully we'll be able to do this over the next couple of weeks. And I think for finale, I will have finished the school year and I'll be free, and I'll hopefully be able to chat to the last couple of people who are in the game. But for now, hopefully this is not too bad, and a little bit of a bonus for people who enjoy listening to my questions. And there are some good ones. There's some good responses, especially the last question. Stay tuned for that. All right. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy my chat with the mayor of Slamtown, Johnny Mundo.
Ninth person voted out and the second member of our jury. John. That's two. That's enough. Need to bring me a torch.
Good one, guys.
John. Sorry to see you go.
John, I love you, man.
That's off the top rope, brother.
Good game, guys.
All right, let's do this fictional fake ex-interview as we do it today. On the line, I have Johnny Mundo, the mayor of Slamtown. John, I just want to ask you about last night directly. How surprised were you to be on the end of the hashtag Bro Chart Show blindside?
Pretty surprised. It definitely isn't lost on me, the irony and calling out that the episode was going to have a Bro Chart Show blindside, and that Bro Chart Show ending up being me. I was shocked.
I ask this question a lot, but I find it really fascinating. I think playing Survivor is really a life-altering experience, and from someone who has already lived or is living an incredibly busy life as a professional wrestler, I really want to know, what have you learned about yourself and taken away from this experience being on Survivor, John?
I feel like a lot of times put too much importance on what I push out through social media and promotion, and projects and achievements that are outside the sphere of people that exist the closest to me, and not enough importance on bonding with my closest friends or my family, because, you know, those are the people that are going to be around, and hopefully they're the people that are going to walk with me until the end of my life. And every moment I spend with them, I never regret. And sometimes, if I waste a bunch of time on a certain project or something that doesn't really mean anything to me or anyone I'm close to, in retrospect, it feels like a waste of time that could have been better spent.
John, in the very first episode, you went through and pretty much laid out every single nickname that you've ever had in professional wrestling, from the George Bushy of Tushy to the mayor of Slamtown. Have you now played Survivor? Have you thought of any Survivor-related nicknames that you could incorporate into your wrestling career outside of this game?
Johnny Survivor was pretty easy to add another Johnny-based ring name onto my list of names. I really like the idea of coming up with some kind of a sweet wrestling move and calling it the Bro Chart Show blindside, though. Or maybe some kind of you're gonna hit him with the torch snuffer, something like that. I'm actually even thinking I might be fun to do a torch snuffing match where two wrestlers that both have torches in their corner, you win by snuffing the other's torch, but with wrestling moves.
Just to interject myself into this podcast, thank you to everyone who's still listening. I'm appreciating your listenage as you were going. It's not even a word. I don't even know. But I love the torch snuffer. This is why I'm devastated that I can't do these in person, because I would have loved to have delved deeper into what is the torch snuffer, the definition of it, as other people who listen to this podcast who might be wrestling fans as well, as I am, I find that really fascinating. But I asked John next, what was your long-term strategy in this game? Who do you see yourself sitting with at the end, and who were you planning on going to the end with?
I didn't have like a concrete final person or people that I wanted to be with. I trusted Angelina, Dan, Allison, and Mike. But I was really thinking, especially with someone like me, who I feel like is usually perceived as a physical threat and is easy for people based on appearances to push a target onto my back, that I didn't want to look past a tribal, even though that's what ended up happening. But I was trying to keep my thought process based on the next tribal or two and not go too far down the line. I was pretty confident that if I made it to the end, I would be able to make a really strong case to win, and it didn't matter who it was against.
All right. For you guys who are listening still, thank you so much for checking this one out. I really do appreciate it. This is my favorite question. This may be one of my favorite questions and responses that I've ever had on a podcast. And again, devastating, because I love John, and people who listen to the podcast know that I have loved John through the season. So I will definitely try. I think it's going to be a lot harder with John than most survivors to chat to him sometime in the future. But I love this response to this question, which I asked. John, if you could form a tag team with anyone from the show, who would it be, and what would your tag team name be?
Let's see. Well, there's a couple. Like, we already have like a pretty sweet faction. Christian, Dan, and I. Mm-hmm. We call ourselves the Gruchachos. It'd be a hell of a triple threat tag team. I think if I could choose anybody, it might want to do me and Jeff Probst. We call ourselves maybe like something like the Blindsiders. I'm just thinking this up now. Okay, me and Probst, we're the Blindsiders. Prepare to be voted out. Jeff's gonna snuff your torch before the mayor of Slamtown takes the Slamtown. Oh man. Jeff Probst is learning some wrestling moves. You're in trouble. Air to get sent to Ponderosa. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's the one.
I absolutely love that response from John. I really appreciate CBS incredibly for sending me these responses, and to John for doing this. And hopefully this will probably just be for the next couple of weeks, and I'll be able to finish the season doing them myself. But I really appreciate, a huge company like CBS, who has so many of these agencies, for them to actually do this for me. It's incredibly nice of them. So I really appreciate that. If you've listened to this, I appreciate you for sticking through maybe the next couple of weeks of some very interesting responses that we may get. Let's have some fun with it. If you've got some fun questions and you watch the episode in Australia or around the world, and you can send it to me probably by probably by about 9 o'clock Australian time. It's probably when I'm going to send these on the Thursday night to CBS. You got anything fun you want to ask some of these players, let me know, because we can just have some fun with it as well. That's what I tried to do with this, just have some fun. And that last question, I genuinely think that was one of the funniest things I've heard in a very long time. Who wouldn't want to see Jeff Probst in a wrestling ring? We've seen Jeff on 2.5 Men wearing not a lot with some bacon. So I think that would be we've seen Jeff in his nick, so I think it would be funny to see him in a wrestling ring tag teaming with Johnny Mundo himself, the Impact World Wrestling Champion. And as a wrestling fan, I am disappointed that I didn't get the chat to John, honestly, but I'm super excited that I at least got something or some content from him, and I appreciate him taking the time to do this. So go check out my ex interviews that I've done throughout the season. You can check out my long recap that I did with AK last night from Australian Survivor. It's really good. We chatted about US Survivor for about an hour and a bit, and then the last 30 minutes, I think we really not into Australian Survivor. I hadn't had AK on at all during the Australian Survivor season, so it's really cool to hear his takes on the season. So the feedback already has been really good from that podcast, so thank you to everyone who has already checked that out, or if you haven't, check it out, it's great. But that's it. I'm going to end my can we call this the next interview? I don't know. I'm not going to pretend. It's a bit of fun, but I appreciate all your support for allowing me to even do this. Like, if CBS, if I didn't have the support, like, CBS probably wouldn't even bother doing this for me. So I appreciate all your support, and that's it. Until next time, I have spoken, Johnny Mundo has spoken, CBS have spoken, we've all spoken. It's been fun. I'll chat to you very soon. You guys, bye.
John, the job's spoken.
We love you.
Love you, John.
Good game, John.
Yeah, I still want to be comptroller, if that's okay.
You're in, brother.
Ah, thank you.